Elu asurin the oisrim b'cholshu. These are things that are osur in the rosa b'cholshu. Could be the next Mishnah says it. These things are osur b'cholshu. B'cholshu poshu means it's not bottle. He's min b'mina of these things is not bottled. So yai nesach, one thing that we had before, v'yavoyed is kechovim. Let's say one image, one statue got mixed up with other statues that were not avoid the Zorah. Only one of them were. So there's no din bit, even b'mashu, it's osur. The Oris Lehuvim, like we had before, the skin around the heart of an animal that the Goyim used to worship there, by the Zorah that way, they used to pull out the heart when the animal was still alive, so the skin that they cut out around it also was called the Takrubas Avoy the Zorah. So you have this one skin that got mixed up with a thousand other skins, they're all Asabanor. For Shor HaNiskal, or Shor that killed the man, so the Klal is, it's Toy and Skila. So once Bezdin Paskin is Chayim Skila, it's already Asa Bahanor. And therefore, if it gets mixed up with a thousand other Shvarim, they're all Asa Bahanor. The Yegla Rufa, when you found a dead person outside the city, so that city, close to the city, has to bring an eagle that they chop off the head. But as soon as they bring the eagle, when it's alive, down to the Nachal Eson, right away it becomes Asa Bahanor. The Tiporim Mitzorah, when a Mitzorah becomes Tor, he has to bring two birds that they fly away. They throw away, and they're also b'hanor. The sayon nozir, to hear of a nozir b'yom tikalachas. When a nozir finishes his nazirus on the 30th day, he has to take a haircut. And the pasuk says that hair he takes and burns. So it's also b'hanor. So if it gets mixed up with other hair, they're all also b'hanor. Or pet chamor, we have a chamor that gave birth the b'chor of a chamor. It's also b'hanor until you redeem it. It says it's supposed to give it a petipot de b'seh. Supposed to put a seh instead of the petach hamor and give this seh to the kohen. So before you redeem it, the petach hamor itself is also banor. Ubasa b'choluf, if you cooked up some meat and milk together, it becomes also banor. And now this piece of meat that has a tam of milk in it gets mixed up with a thousand other pieces of meat. This tam of our mishnah is not bottle. That the chumra here we'll soon see of isuri hanor is not bottle. Another one is. The soyu hamishtalech on Yom Kippur, the second soyu, one is Lashem, and one is Lazozel. The soyu they throw out, Lazozel throw over the cliff, that is also banor. So even before they throw it off, if it gets lost and gets mixed up with a thousand other serim, they're all also banor. The chulen chenishtu biazara, a regular animal that somebody by mistake took into the Beis Hamikdash and they made a shechita there, that's called the shechted chulin in the Beis Hamikdash. So it's also Asa Bahanor, and all these cases are Rei Elu Asurin, the Yosem B'cholshu. All these cases are Asa, and the Asa B'cholshu, the Asa Bahanor, and the Asa B'cholshu, that they get mixed up with other things, Min B'minoi, they're not but. We just don't make a mistake. Some people want to learn out from here, the Basa B'cholshu means B'mashu, that even if a drop of milk falls into a ton of meat, all the meat becomes osa. So Rashi says, don't make a mistake. That's the whole Gemara Chulin, that Bosa B'chol is only osa, Derek Bishol, if it has a tam of milk. So it's first you have to make it Bosa B'chol, meaning enough milk fell into the meat that you taste the milk in the meat. If you taste the milk in the meat, now this piece of meat has an isa of Bosa B'chol on it. Once it becomes osa, now if this piece of meat falls into a thousand other pieces of meat, that's the chumras, not bottle. But do not make a mistake that if a drop of milk falls into a thousand pieces of meat, it'll be osa. That's for sure not. Milk is only osa with milk, with meat, if you taste the milk. It has to be enough of a shear to be noisin tam. So only after the meat becomes osa, now the Mishnah says, it could ask for other pieces of meat, even b'cholshu. Now the Gemara says, Tono, let's see. My Kachoshiv, our Tana the Mishnah, what is the criteria, what is the Choshiv to say it's not bottle? E Dovashim Minyan, is it a svar of these things that when you sell them, you count them? The Choshiv of things like an animal, or maybe a barrel of wine, you don't sell it by weight, you sell them by numbers. When you sell barrels of wine, I'll sell you one barrel, two barrels, three barrels, so that's called a Dovah Choshiv. That's called Dovashim Minyan. And Rashi says, Mishum the darker limones, since the derech when you sell these things is to count them, lay bottle. Is that the reason that it does not require to be osa b'hanor? Any yisurim, that when you sell them, b'minyan is a dover choshev, it's not bottle. Samar says, if so, listening nami chatichas nevela. let the Mishnah say then a whole side of an Avela. A Avela is Mutah B'Hanah. But the Meister, when you sell a Zeitel, you sell a whole side, a big piece of meat, you don't sell it by pound, you sell it by one, two, three, how many sides do you want? So there are a lot of things that when we sell, we count them. That if that's the Chumra, the Mishnah should have said other cases also, should have said the Avela. Elamai, what do you have to tell me? Yisuri Hanukkah Choshev. Maybe the Mishnah's criteria is that the thing is also b'hanah. Not only is it also b'achila, but there's a chum, it's also b'hanah. So anything that's also b'hanah, our Mishnah knows, there's no din vittel, that it's also b'cholshu, at least min b'minoi. If these things fall into the same min, they're not vittel. So Mar says, if so, listen, nami chum is a Pesach. Or what does now Mishnah say then? Chum is a Pesach. Chum is a Pesach is also b'hanah. So if the Mishnah only means to say things that are also b'hanah, that it's not vatal, should have said chum to Pesach also. So what does our Mishnah mean here? So now our Mishnah knows that chum to Pesach is vatal. Chum to Pesach is, even though it's also b'hanah, our Mishnah would hold it would be vatal, even min b'minoi. So under the Chumah, the Gemara says in Pesachim, it's the Rav that says it's not vatal. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Chiya Baraba, V'Temer Rav Yitzchak Navcha, Haitani. You know what our Tana holds over here? Tarti Islay. Our Tana holds this Chumrah, that Midrabbanan, that these things are not vatal, it's only if it has two Chumras to it. What are the two things? It has to be, first of all, Dovah Shebeminyan. It has to be something by itself that it's Choshev, that when you sell it, you do not sell it by itself, multiple. You sell singly, you sell it out, one, two, three. How many do you want? You want one barrel, two barrels. How many axes do you want? One shore, two shores. You sell them singly. So that's called Dovah Shebeminyan. And secondly, V'Yisuri Hanor, it also has to have an Yisur Hanor on it. So that's the Chumra of our Mishnah. All these cases in the Mishnah, they're all considered a Dovah Shebeminyan, and they have Yisuri Hanor. Therefore, if these things get mixed up in Minoy, it's not Votah. Smar says still, V'Listni, what does our Mishnah say? Egoizai Prach, or Rimoinei Badon. Let's say these type of Teres, of Orla, let's say, these are special nuts or fruits. Rashi says of Orla, the first 3 years, the Dovah Shebeminyan, these things are very choshev, they're very expensive. You sell them singly, you sell them one by one. And secondly, V'Yisuri Hanor, if they're made from Orla the first 3 years, these things are also b'hanor, and also it's a Dovah choshev. So why does the Mishnah count these also? So Mar says, that's not a kashem. Hotonya lehosam. These two things were learned in the Mishnah Klayim, or Mishnah Orla. So since we learned it already, it is not repeated here in Avodah Zarah. That we learned over there, Horoyuli Orla Orla, Horoyuli Klaikarim Klaikarim. It says over there, things that are fit, of these Dvorim Chashuvim, these things that are sold singly, so it says that it gets mixed up with other things. If it was Orla, it all has an Is Orla. If one of these nuts gets mixed up with 1,000 other nuts, all of them have the Is Orla on it. And Klaikarim, if these things were grown, the Klaikarim, with the Is Klaikarim on it, that it's also b'hanah. If these grapes are a chosh of the grapes that you sell singly, and they're also b'hanah and echnami, so a whole bunch remains also b'hanah. So already said this chiddush there in Orla, it does not have to repeat it over here. But the Gemara still, v'listi, why don't I learn? Kikra shevalabayis, linyin chometz Pesach. About the Yisra chometz on Pesach, we know chometz is also b'hanah. But why didn't the Mishnah say it? Because it's not a Dovah Choshev, you don't sell a single slice of bread. You sell a whole bread. Okay, but what's going to be a kikar, a whole bread? Let's say somebody has a whole loaf of bread on Pesach, or especially kikar shebalabayis, homemade bread, very choshev. So there you sell it singly. You don't sell a whole bunch of them. You sell one by one. So kikar shebalabayis, that's a Dovah Choshev. It's Dovah Shebeminyan, and it's also banor. So if one kikra shebalabayis got mixed up with 1,000 other kikrois, after Pesach maybe, or even during Pesach, if this kikra looks like chometz, looks like matzah, and got mixed up with 1,000 of them, we should say also it's not vatal. So Mar says, man shamit, the yomale Rabbi Kiva. Who's the one that said it's always Rabbi Kiva? Hotoni lehosam Rabbi Kiva moisif av kikra shebalabayis enechnami. Rashi, the gist should be in the side, says, Man Shamalei Diyom Achonza Pesach Osa Bano. Who's the one that says Chometz is Osa Bano in Pesach? That's Rebbe Kiva. Then Rebbe Kiva himself learned over there that Av Kikr Shabbalabai, he ate it. that if you hold chametz is also banor, so enechnami, then a dove choshuv would have this chumrah. It's not bottle.
Yeah.
Right. Then the Mishnah ends off what Harei Elu. It says Asurin v'Oisim b'Choshu. These are the things that are also b'Hano and Tomash b'Minyan. So they're also b'Mashu. So Mar says Lemute Mar. What does it come to exclude? Lemute Dovish b'Minyan v'Lavi Suri Hano. If it has something that's like a Chticha Shel Nevela, even though it's a Dovah Choshev by itself. But since it's not also Bahanoah, our Mishnah at least would hold that it is bottle b'roif. I think Lamaisa we're machum with the Rabbanan and the Dovah, the minion is not bottle. But at least our Mishnah holds that it's only not bottle if you have two. And therefore one by itself would be bottle. Inami wrote the opposite way. Lemuti suri hanoah like chomes with Pesach. For loy Dovah, the minion. You have a piece of bread that it's not a Dovah, the minion, even though it's also Bahanoah, it would be bottle. So that's what our Mishnah holds, that the only things that have these chumris are things that have two criteria, that it's osa banor and a dovish of a minion. That makes a dovish choshev of the midrabonon, these things are not bottle. Now the Mishnah says, yayin nesech shenofa lavor, a drop of yayin nesech falls into a whole pit full of wine that's kosher, so lachar is kula yosa banor, all the wine becomes osa banor. So that was Rashi's kasha before, at least Rav Zimi was the first one that said that if a drop of yain nesach falls into a bor, rish kama bottle, he learned. So how does he learn Shanao Mishnah over here that says yain nesach, shnafel a bor, kula yosef anor? So Rashi said, according to Rav Zimi, the case was that a whole barrel of wine fell into this bor, and in the bor, it split open. Therefore, it's not called kama, it's not every drop, but then it becomes yosef anor. But Pasha, we don't hold like Rav Dim, we hold no, that Yai Nesach is not bottle, so Yai Nesach Shnofel Abor, Kula Yosef Banor. And not only is it also Bishtiya, but it's even also Bahanor. You can't even sell the wine. And on this, from Shimon Ben Gamliel Leimeno, he says, Yimocher Kula Yosef Chavim. It does not have this Chumra of Yisuri Hanor. That's why we say Yain V'Yain is not bottle, it's only Bishtiya. But Bahanor, it's Mutta. Therefore, you're allowed to sell all this wine to a Goy. Just these few drops, one glass of Yai Nesach fell into here to a few hundred gallons of wine, so you can sell the 100 gallons of wine to a guy, get your money, just do not charge for the extra glass of Yai Nesach that fell in. That's the Shimon Gamliel Shita. Omar Rav says, Halacha Kav Shimon Gamliel, we pass him like him, but when? Chavis bechavis. If you have one barrel of Yai Nesach, that got mixed up with 1,000 other barrels of kosher wine, so there's the chumra of yai nesach min b'min is not bottle. So on this, we pass the Shem Gamliel, it's only for shtia, that we're not allowed to drink any one of these barrels. But it's muta ba'no, you're allowed to sell all the barrels to a guy, chutz from the worth of one barrel. Avuloy yain v'yain, but Rav holds if wine, like the case of our Mishnah, if one glass of wine would fall into a few gallons of yain kasha, all the wine would be also even bano. When wine falls into the wine directly, then those things even also bano. That's Rav's psak. Ushmul amano afilu yain b'yain. Even when the glass of wine falls into the few gallons of yain kasha, still all of it is muta bano. You're allowed to sell, but not all of it. You can sell the wine chutz from the mei of the one glass of yain nes. And the chen amar rabba b'abachon amar rab yechanan afilu yain b'yain. We pass in the kula like a Shimon ben Gamliel. That really is considered mutabano. And b'chein omer Reb Shmuel bar Nosson, omer Reb Chanina, that afilu yain b'yain. Even when wine itself falls into wine, you could be mekel. You could sell it. B'chein omer Reb Nachman omer Reb Avua, afilu yain b'yain. But omer Reb Nachman alocha l'maisa. What's the alocha l'maisa? It's like Rav, that yain nesach, yain b'yain osa. Yishnof is a question of Yai Nesach over here. When a glass full of Yai Nesach falls into a few gallons of Yain Kosher, the whole thing is us even Bano. You have no right to sell to a guy. But Chavis to Chavis, where the wine stayed separately, it's only one barrel here that's also, but all the other barrels are just mixed up, we don't know which is which, then Mutta, then the Locher is, you could sell all the barrels, Achutz from the Demei of one barrel. Stam Yain, what's the Locher of Stam Yain though? Yain that we do not know that they actually worship, put in front of the Avodah Zarah. just dam yain or else wine that a guy touched, Jewish wine that a guy touched. Here we could be mekel and say yain afilu stam yain afilu yain b'yain mutter. If yain b'yain is also mutter b'hanor, at least you're allowed to sell it. And Rashi says stam yain afilu yain mutter b'hanor. Just means you're allowed to sell it. Chutz mid meoyse yain. Chutz mid meoyse yain. Right.
Have a liquor store. No problem with a liquor store.
No. Why?
Yeah,
that got mixed up, but you have a barrel of genuine yain esach here. You want to sell it.
Toss
it by no. Well, okay. Mr. Ladis. Gas shalevit. You have a gas, that's the wine that itself where you press.